GOB 54, Nature's Wonderland. Which is Britain's largest nature reserve? Is it in Wales or Scotland or perhaps East Anglia? Nope, folks, just look out of your window because that's where it is. Our gardens, and there are millions of them, are the most important areas for wildlife for any number of reasons, and we can all enjoy them as well as becoming individual wildlife wardens. Maybe it's my recent retirement or my increasingly debilitating arthritis, but I just don't get out to bird reserves as much as I used to. I usually go overseas when the weather is worst at home and find that birds are both abundant and varied. When I return to a drab blighty, I find it quite difficult to motivate myself to actively bird. When I return to a drab blighty, I find it difficult to motivate myself to actively bird. Spoilt, I guess. Then, just as spring creeps across my corner of the country and the outward bound urges start to come back, I get a rheumatic flare. The spirit becomes most willing just when the flesh seems most weak. Fortunately, lately, I've discovered the micro world. My garden does not overtax my hips. It's possible to complete a circuit in about 20 paces. It's no Minsmere, of course, but it's always full of birds because I put out feed by the sackful. The stars are ring-necked parakeets. They come down to the apples that we string up for them, and they have a supporting cast of goldfinches and greenfinches, starlings and house sparrows. Red letter days are when a long-tailed chit or siskin pops in, but they're really infrequent. My garden list, over 14 years, has risen to an awe-inspiring 44 species, and most of those are flyovers. They include a lost guillemot, an osprey, and four storks kettling high over sunny Margate that my wife spotted when she was sunbathing. However, I've seen 7 firecrests in the garden, but just 1 goldcrest. It's a funny business, this birding at seasides. However, I've seen 7 firecrests in the garden, but just 1 goldcrest in all that time. Southern seasides have a very odd avifauna. But even in my postage stamp patch, I can do my bit. I've never used chemicals, and I'm content to see plants stripped of leaves by hungry caterpillars and flowers eaten by beetles. I never set out to be organic and wildlife friendly originally. I just wanted urban tranquility and something pretty to look at. When we moved in, we had a concrete yard, a few wall pots, 1 skinny border of roses and some hedge bushes. Our garage is down the hill and dug into the garden, and it had a gravel roof. In one area was a sterile fish pond with a concrete rockery. Over the years, we tiled the garage roof and fenced it in, turning it into a pot-covered patio. We dug up half the slabs and crazy paving, and now the walls have climbers, and 80% of the paving is covered in every sort of pot you can imagine. After a decade, it's gone from grey concrete to rainbow hues every month of the year. Recently, I started looking at non-avian fauna and have been amazed by how many different wasps and bees, flies and hoverflies visit my flowers. In early June this year, I watched 2 species of damselfly emerge from the plant-rich pond, and they are supplemented... In early June this year, I watched 2 species of damselfly emerging from my now plant-rich pool. I get dozen species of butterflies and moths. The list is growing, but mostly thanks to visits from my moth-trapping son. See mothininthegarden.co.uk. My insignificant few square metres are the difference between life and death for countless insects. One winter, a tristis race chiff-chaff fed for 2 months just off the insects it picked off my pots. So just imagine what difference you could all make if every garden in these islands banished chemicals, dug up the car's hard standing and dissembled the decking. At the very least, you could all of you go out there and plant the top 10 most insect-friendly plants. And if you don't know what they are, you can find them on the BBC website at bbc.co.uk/nature/224-33553. Of course, it'd be even better if farmers went back to old methods of food production instead of scouring the land. But don't get me started on that again.